All right, we're recording. Yes, Candace will be happy, and I'll be happy. Hello from Denver, Colorado, everyone. This is Turk Akpai. I am your ASAP, Advanced Success Accountability Partner Coach or Program Coach. My name is Turk Akpai. Again, I'm coming to you today from Denver, Colorado. As I mentioned in the last meeting, that I'm on a road trip. I left Charlotte on Saturday, and we're heading to Seattle. We're going to cross down on Pacific and drive back. And appropriately enough, it's all about goal setting. And today's topic is on goal setting. So we're going to talk a little bit about goal setting today, but before we go, I wanted to kind of do a little bit of housekeeping while we're waiting for the people who are trying to call it in. I'd like to remind everyone this ASAP program is only for Inner Circle students. This is a service Larry Goins hired me to perform for you. And this, we're on your dime. This is all for you. I'm not telling you anything. It's strictly Larry wants to make sure that you're going to actually follow the program, you're going to be successful, and he wants to brag about your success. So that's my only goal, and Larry's only goal is for you to really reach the goals that you have set during your seminars and meetings with Larry and things like that. So salesmanship that I'm doing is not for me. It's for you. Please take what works. Whatever doesn't, you can simply ignore it. It's all good. I'd like to run a kind of a Q&A session towards the end, if that's okay. So if you have questions, write them down because there will be time for it. A few weeks ago, I unmute everyone, and so it was kind of a little bit trickier. Okay, I turned off that dinging sound, so it won't interfere with us, but you're still not muted yet, but eventually I will. We have these meetings, we have these calls twice a month, first and third Monday of each month. So this is our first one in July. We're going to have another one in 2 weeks from now. The purpose of these calls are your personal development as investors, not necessarily your day-in, day-out real estate investing tasks. Larry is a lot more qualified to answer those questions, and his team is always there to help you. And if you have any questions for me, if you cannot wait for me to check the email, you can reach out to me via social media. You can find me at hashtag Turkism. So if you actually put that on a Google, you'll somehow get a hold of me. And if you need to send some feedback and if you're trying to get some questions, please use ASAP@LarryGoins.com. And I check that email from time to time. So, again, it's about 3 minutes after 7 where I am in Denver, Colorado. I believe it is 9:03 Eastern time. And we'll get started. Let's start. Point this out. I'm sure if you're already here, you've done some goal setting, right? In other words, I know from my goal, the one early goal that I had that I set for myself was this. I earn $10,000 a month. And then, of course, I learned from my old school teachers that I had to put a date. And, you know, I eat a lot of those cliches, which is really good. It's a goal that's not written as a dream. Goal without a deadline is a wish and things like that. And I get all that. But there is a little bit twist towards the end of this goal that I'm going to give to you. Because setting goals itself really is kind of a pointless if you don't get it. It's a roadmap, but you don't create anything by setting goals. You create things by living life and asking for improvements. So those are the things that enhances your life, not simply writing, I earn $10,000 a month by, December 31st, 2017. So we're going to cover those things. So setting goals is important. We're going to cover that. And more, I also want to kind of talk about getting your goals Because once you set them, yeah, that's really great. But how do we get to them? And so that's what that's my specialty, and that's what I want to work on. So I'm going to mute you in about a couple of minutes, but I wanted to kind of leave the lines, while lines are open. Let's get a few of your goals that you're working on or you want to reach or something that's particular. Throw those out there, and I'll start taking some notes. You don't have to share your name, but see what you're working on, and then I'll cater this talk towards that. So go ahead and start sharing your goals, please. Oh. What goals are you guys working on?
I'm working to pay off my house.
Pay off a house. Got it. Perfect. Anyone else?
There's an awful lot of background noise. We can hardly hear you. I don't know if there's kids or what's going on, but it's a lot of background.
Right.
All right. So family with the kids that you cannot control, can you please hit *6? And that will mute your phone, and we can hear each other. Thank you.
That helps.
All right. Anyone else? Any other goals?
Well, I'm unemployed, and I need to get back into the swing of making some money.
Yeah. So you want to make money?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, who else? Yes.
My goal is to wholesale at least 2 properties per month.
Wholesale 2 properties a month. I love it. Do you sell any right now?
Pardon?
Are you selling any right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, perfect. All right, next person. Okay. 3, 2, don't be shy. Now is the time. All right, I'm going to meet you guys on, and then we'll go. Perfect. All right, so now you guys are kind of muted, so it should be a little bit less noise, and I hope you can hear me. I have my headpiece on, looking at beautiful downtown Denver. So these are really good goals, couple people. It says, I want to pay off my house, I want to make money, I'm unemployed, and I want to wholesale 2 properties a month. And these are really specific goals, and that is beautiful. Last 3 calls, I refer to an 80-20 rule. I hope that at least you checked into that, and at least to figure out what it is, because those are really important. Pareto's law of 80-20 rule, and we're going to come back to this, all right? As I said, as I started tonight's meeting with, we don't really create anything at all by setting goals. Remember that we don't make any money. Nothing that we do, no one is going to give us money, no one is going to do anything for us unless we solve a problem for them, unless there is an action. So writing things is really good, but setting goals itself is not really that big of a deal. Anyone can set a goal. But for those of you who don't know how to set goals, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, just to put things in perspective, my first goal that I set consciously after going to a big Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, one of those things was simply to like myself. At the time, that was the most important goal for me because I was beating up on myself, right? But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to kind of point out that I've been setting goals for a long, long time. And believe it or not, so do you. You have been setting goals for a long, long time. Wanted to finish school, wanted your parents to shut up, you wanted to get them off your backs. You know, it's like you wanted to get a job, you wanted to get a car, you wanted to pay your insurance, and all these things. So goals are nothing but targets for us to go. It's like a map. But that's all it is. And if you notice, and I don't know if you follow Larry's Facebook page, but to kind of a little promotion for this talk, I put a little time-lapse picture of a roadmap, and that's what I'm following right now. As I left Charlotte, I have 21 days to go across the nation and come back to Charlotte in 21 days and seeing a whole bunch of things. And those are all my goals. Now, of course, life is a lot more complicated than just on a road trip. But at the same time, all parts of our lives are kind of separate. I mean, we as a whole are a person, but you have a family situation, you have a financial situation, you have a personal development situation, you have that internal dialogue that's nagging that you want to change situation. So all of these things that you're working on, targeting, that you want to improve upon are all goals. Sometimes what happens with the gurus online and they're teaching all these things, the concept of goal really becomes really blown out of proportion. And so then it kind of paralyzes us because it becomes really big. And that's when they started talking about, you know, have a goal, and that's really important, something that you want to achieve. You want to write this down. What I mean by that is you want to write your goals down. And the reason writing helps is really it just forces your brain to focus, because we cannot think about two thoughts simultaneously. If I'm talking about a money goal, if I'm talking about a job goal, if I'm talking about paying something, and there's a lot of these ideas are flying back and forth, and it's my brain is just running 150 miles an hour perhaps. But when I sit down to write it, a lot of different things has to happen for me to be able to write it. For one, I must be able to shut my brain enough to a single word thought process. So it really, the writing does nothing magical other than forces you to focus. It forces your brain to shut up for a minute, for you to just write down and clarify what's good for you. So writing is really important. I really do believe writing your goals is an important thing. And also, the other benefit of writing it is actually you get to look at them regularly. So I have my goals written on my book, and I kind of look at them. And I usually set general rules rather than specific ones, and I'll explain to you why that is later on. But it kind of helps me guide my thought process. Now, the date, putting a date on the goal is important for this reason. For most of us, if it's not for the deadlines, we wouldn't finish any project. So that's true for me, right? If I didn't know this goal was coming on the 3rd of July, right, I wouldn't prepare for it starting last week. So the date on the goals are helpful for that reason. Again, nothing too magical about this. And so, in fact, I really, when you're setting your goals, and we'll do a little bit goal setting later on today, you want to have a childlike mindset rather than an adult-like mindset. Because when you were a kid, you were setting a lot of goals, and believe it or not, if you look back, you reach them a lot easier than you're an adult. And that's not because your parents gave it to you. It's just there was a little bit less resistance to it. Again, I'll give you some tools to work you on that. So when we're talking about goals, there are many goals, and then you have a lot of goals, but you want to think in terms of you have a lot of mini goals. What I mean by that, let me clarify that. So we have big goals, that you have those already. Often people put 5, 10-year goals, 20-year goals. You know, technology, the world is changing so fast. I personally don't set any goals further than 2 years out. It's just because we don't know, right? We think we do, but someone comes up with Facebook. We think we do, someone does this. We think we do, and then a new technology comes in. And so those are all benefits. I'm not saying don't have long-term goals. not suggesting that at all. But what I'm suggesting is, don't get so bogged down on things that is just like so much that it overwhelms you. So I have some big goals, like one of them is to be wealthy. Just to clarify the language in case you missed the first call that we did, when I say wealthy, I mean a person does not get hit financial impact, meaning someone, no matter what happens, their income is always, or their net worth is expanding regardless what happens in the economy. For me, that's the definition of wealthy. That is one of my goals. So that's my big goal, right? So the three examples that come off, paying off a home, getting a job. Well, you didn't say get a job, so I'm not going to put that in there, because making money and getting a job are not the same thing. So the person who was unemployed need to make money, right? And somebody who has an what I call wholesaling two properties a month, that's to me is like a workout goal, something that changing my day-to-day thought process, right? So these are all, although they sometimes feel like long-term goals, they're not. I think now that you're kind of understanding about the timeline of the things that we're working for. So the big goals are those big lofty goals, right? Whether you want to be a billionaire, whether you want to be, you know, like an Andrew Carnegie, you want to put your kids to school, you want to make sure your grandkids are awesome, you want to be a rich uncle to your brother's kids. So those are our long-term goals. And then I look at things as short-term goals. So for me, short-term goals are 90 days to 2 years. So most people, when they refer to short goals, they say this week, this month. Like I said, I go general, and I'll show you some things that's working for me, and I'm hoping it'll work for you as well. But for me, the day-to-day things, that's just the task list. Yeah, they could be goals, and they're based on my long-term goals, but that's just a task list. But again, if we're splitting hairs and you're an engineer type, yes, my day-to-day task list would be my goal. So I'm going to point out, kind of a bring this 80-20 rule. Again, I know it sounds like I'm beating it to death because this is the third call that I'm mentioning it. I hope that you understand the importance of it. 80-20 rule says that. That's a Pareto's law. 20% of your actions pay for the 80% of your success, or pays you out 80%. That, when I discovered that, and, you know, this is not a really set rule. It could be 90-10, meaning 10% of your actions make 90% of your success. In some cases, it could be 1 to 99. So, but just generally, it's understood among entrepreneurs. It's understood among investors as 80-20 rule, as 20% of your behavior gives you the 80% of the results. So whenever I have a goal, the one thing that you want to remember, and I learned this from Brian Tracy, is what he calls the big goal. What he suggests is write down 10 goals that you wish to achieve this year. When you write these 10 goals, what you're going to notice is, if 80-20 rule is really a rule, and it is, 2-3 of these goals are going to be more important, meaning that if you achieve those 2-3 goals, the rest can be achieved quicker. And so once you discover this, those are the things that you want to concentrate and kind of ignore the rest. Not necessarily ignore, but put them in a back burner. So you're really working on the things that matter to you. Now we're kind of going into goal-getting part of it, right? And you can apply this to your day-to-day behaviors as well, meaning your those tasks that we were talking about. So, for example, today, when I left this morning, I was in Junction City, Kansas, or whatever, somewhere, you know, somewhere in the middle of Yeah, Junction City. And my goal for today was this call. This call is the most important thing for me. So my number one goal today when I left Junction City this morning, right after my meditation, is to give you my 100%. So that was my only goal for today. Now, I had a lot of other things that I had to do, but this call is the one that's the most important thing for me today. So as a result of this, I had a lot of actions today. When I was going for Airbnb, that's going to take too long. I needed to be somewhere where I can be quiet. I needed to have some food in me. I needed to be not on the road. I had to have my meditation before the sessions and all these things that to support my goal, and those were my task list. But I had a single focus of getting into a place for you to be able to give you this call. So fewer goals that are more valuable for you that you concentrate will give you more juice. Now, of course, you want to be able to delegate those things as well, and finding those delegating people may be a goal as well for you, a task. But again, you want to kind of concentrate, you personally, you the person who's hearing this, right? You want to remember what's the most valuable thing for you. What do you need to do today that if all else goes to hell, that, you know, you die today, you're okay. You're like, okay, that one is done. So those are the things that you want your goals to be. Goal setting itself, meaning the writing the things on piece of paper itself, is not a positive or a negative thing. Right? It's just an action. How you feel about those things, though, when you're writing them down, really lets you know that if this is a goal that deep down that you're willing to do the work, or if you're just kind of writing it down because you saw it on a seminar that somebody said that you should have a 10 goal and you wrote them down, right? So again, this is Advanced Success Accountability Program. So you, the advanced people, we want you to get your goals quicker, not the traditional way. So, for example, one thing that I know, if your goals are stressing you, and I don't mean stress as in the growth, but if you're saying that I want to pay off my house, and when you think about that goal, if it's really big and you feel uncomfortable, not talking about not knowing what to do, but actually looking at that goal and deep down that you don't feel comfortable, right? That means that that goal is not serving you. And we'll work on some different goals to serve you, to get you where you need to go. So, for example, let's say that you want to double your income. This is usually a common among high achievers, doubling your income in 12 months. Certainly an achievable goal, right? But if you're thinking, ooh, I'm going to double my income. Let's just say that you're earning $100,000 this year and you want to earn $200,000 next year. If you sit down and says, okay, sit down and says, I'm going to earn $200,000 by December 31st, 2018. Give myself a plenty of time. And then you kind of leave it at that. You kind of, if it's stressing you and it's like, oh, it's whenever you think it, whenever you look at it, it's not there. You won't be able to reach that because you're not really utilizing your brain's capacity to get you to your goal that you want. So that's what I meant earlier by just writing a piece of paper on this is my goal by itself is not a negative or a positive function. All it is writing a goal on a piece of paper. But how you feel about it in deep down lets you know where you are as a person. So if I'm really stressing over my goal, I'm shooting myself on the foot. But if I think about, now this is the important part, guys and girls. If you think about all the good things that those additional 100% income is going to bring, that extra $100,000. Now you start setting goals around that, meaning, ooh, now I can go to vacation. Ooh, now I'm going to have extra $100,000 to buy that other house. And once I have that extra house, then I'm going to be able to get a third one, and I'll be able to pyramid it. And before I know it, I'm going to have 20 buildings. And once I have 20 buildings, now I can package them and I can sell that. Right? So now I'm in a different place. I'm no longer worried about how the hell am I going to get that extra $100,000. But now my brain is in a different position. So now I'm really playing with that extra $100,000 that I haven't made yet. But now my brain, my physiology, and as a result, my psychology is in a different place. Now I no longer am worried about that extra $100,000. Oh, shit, what else am I going to do? I need to go learn how to type. I need to learn how to make a few more deals. I got to work this out. It's a lot of work. I'd rather go, watch a game because that makes me feel better. You want to remember this. This is really important. No matter what anyone says, and even if I contradict this point, it's not a conscious contradiction in my part. There is nothing in your life that you do, nothing that you want, is for any other reason than you want to feel good. That's it. You, like me, and everybody else, are a selfish person. Selfishness is a good thing. I'm not talking about selfish to hurt others to gain. But the things that you do, the things that you want, there's only one reason for it. You want to feel good. You want to send your kids to school because you want to consider yourself a good parent. You want to be a billionaire so you can give to your church so people can admire you. So once you can accept that and you're okay with it, it really is going to help you as a person develop it. So what you're trying to get is really all the things that you want to get. You're trying to get them because you think that it's having them is going to make you happier. Now, of course, when you have them, you realize that it's not. But until then, yeah, and I get it, and it's real, and it is, yeah, it's real. So, again, what I really would like to help you concentrate on, setting goals, but more personal goals about developing your own personality, your happiness, your emotional well-being of who you are. Because once that core is better and more happy, more joyous, more flexible, more relaxed, now that person can reach a lot more goals than the person who's just in a dark corner making stupid list after another list after another list. And so that's what I wanted to kind of point out today. Because if you're here, you already know how to set goals. You're not interested in how to write things on a piece of paper. I suspect you want to get your goals. So, to get your goals, as promised, you're going to concentrate on this one goal. Are you ready? Here it is. There should be only one goal, and that should be pay attention to how you feel. I'm not talking about wishy-washy, silly feelings that you say that you're feeling to others, but I mean in your core, in your gut. So there should be only one goal, paying attention to how you feel. This is what I usually say. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, my goal is to look for things I want to see. No matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm going, no matter who I'm doing it with, my goal is to look for things I want to see. So now what happens is when life throws me things in a weird way, and it does, I'm okay. because my goal is to look for the things I want to see. I'll share a demonstration with you, and then I'll open the call, and then you can ask your questions, and we'll go from here. So I'm on a road trip. I have multiple businesses. One of my companies is off-leash dog training out of Charlotte. So I took 3 weeks to travel across. This is usually a slow time for me. So I figured this would be really great. And I have my cousin from England is visiting. She's been into U.S. one time, and I thought this would be a really good road trip for her to see real America. And this is a trip that I wanted to do ever since I moved here. And so this was really exciting goal that I reached for me. We left Charlotte on Saturday. Today is, I believe, Monday. This morning, I get a call from my head trainer. And she says, I hate to do this to you while you're on vacation, but I'm having a nervous breakdown, and I'm quitting. Right? So has a lot of implications here. So, of course, my knee-jerk reaction is immediately, oh, crap, this is not good. Right? But remember, today, my goal is to look for things I want to see. I really cannot do anything about this right now. I mean, I guess I can start driving back, but what is that going to solve for me? So now I take a moment and I start concentrating on my goal of being a really good employer for my employees. So now I talk to my employee who's quitting. I said, Courtney, I'm so sorry where you are, and I know you're stressed, and I've felt it, and I've been telling you to meditate for all this time. If you want to quit, you can quit. If you want to take a month off, relax, get your head out of your butt, breathe, come back, you certainly can. I love you. Jill loves you. What's best for you is what we want for you. And then if that is you quitting and going, hey, that's totally fine with us. But if you need a break, you want to come back, you certainly can. Now, of course, I mean, that's not my desire, as in I don't necessarily like to hire people back. But being a good employer for me was that. And I wanted to see in me that a person who can support somebody else that's in a stress, because I know that's not easy for my people. They've been working with me for a long time. So I hope this kind of clarifies that having your goals is really important, but being flexible to reach your goals is a lot more important as well. And the most important thing is to work on your self-development. So as a real estate investor, you want to remember this. Investing in real estate is only a small part of who you truly are. I mean, it's just one sliver of who you are. So, yes, we're going to talk about setting your goals as it relates to real estate, but setting your personal development goals, getting the skills that you want, having knowledge that you need, having the visual concept or the mental spiritual concept of who you're trying to be are so much more important than your task goals, because you cannot do and have those things that you want to have and do until you become the person who you need to be to get those goals. I really want to be like Richard Branson, you know, super rich, having an island, hanging out with the presidents and the famous people and doing all kind of stuff. I think that would be fun. But when I think about it, really, it's like, yeah, I think those are cool benefits, but I don't really want to do all those stuff. I don't want to be in public eye that much. I don't want to be doing this. So you understand how some goals kind of loftier, but once we start focusing on them, once you start writing them down, it's like, is that real? Is that really what I want? Or is it what the society wants me to want. So until you develop that self compass of the things that who you want to become, the rest really are not going to work. So let's talk about the real estate investing, because you are real estate investors. And the way that I handle my real estate, and these things are kind of real estate investor related to apply some day-to-day stuff. So if you're starting at zero and then you want to be a hero, right, meaning, you know, it's like I don't know what I'm doing and I really want to know what I want to do, right? I have no money right now. I need to generate some income enough to be a real estate investor. Or if I think if I'm selling two properties a month, that really equates to $10,000 a month for me and those kind of things that I'm talking about. So I go from general to specific on my goals as well. First, I work on myself, meaning I want to be the person who can earn $1 million. Let's just set it as a goal. I write that down. And of course, you already know, I'm assuming that you want to put that as in, you know, I am a millionaire. So if you look at a piece of paper that says I'm a millionaire, right, 10,000, you say 10,000 times, yeah, maybe you will become a millionaire. But if you have a piece of paper that says I'm a millionaire, and you close your eyes, and you think and feel what that's going to be like within your own body. It's not looking at Richard Branson and say, ooh, I'd like to have an island. But really kind of close your eyes and say, what does it feel like to be that person that I think that I'm going to be when I have that goal? So now what you're doing is you're really locking into your physiology what that's going to be like. How do you carry yourself? How do you look at the world? How do you interact with other people? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about poor people? How do you feel about taxes? How do you feel about those things? And if you sit down and really, what is it going to feel like to be that person? And once you feel that, and that usually takes about 30 seconds or so, sometimes 10 to 15 seconds. Once I'm there, we'll call that the big goal, then I start writing down the smaller goals. I need to learn to type. It would be really good to learn about the money. I'd like to learn how to do spreadsheets. I want to learn how to negotiate. I want to do this. So now I'm dumping a whole slew of action, tasks. Maybe I need to learn Spanish. I need to learn how to look at deals. I need a better computer system. I need to hire people. Again, you're just writing those things down. So you have a one goal on top and a whole bunch of task lists at the bottom. And you apply that to your 80-20 rule. And so when you look at those things, it's going to tell you what's going to be the more valuable things out of that list. And then I take that, put it on top of the other list, a brand new sheet, and then I work from that on. But before I brain dump on anything, I first see what is it, what's going to happen when I get that goal. So the person who want to pay off your home, yes, traditionally speaking, it should be, yeah, I own $120,000. I want to pay it off in 6 years. I want to do this. So each month I have to do those things. Yes, those are true. But trust me, that is the slower way of reaching your goal. You will be served much better for you to sit there every morning for about 5-10 minutes. And feel it in your body. Who are you going to be once that house is paid off? And if you start thinking in those terms, now your brain is going to work much better for you. Same thing for the person who's not employed. it sucks to not have a job. Well, again, I don't mean having a job, because really having a job is kind of a curse. I call it having golden shackles, right? But I understand you need cash or you need money to get to where you need to go. You see? So if you go, I need money because I can't go anywhere, you can't bring money. So what you want to have the mindset is, all right, so right now no job, no money, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine, but what is it going to be like? And so you close your eyes and you really spend 7 days, I kid you not, put yourself in a state of being that person that you want to be, and then start writing things that comes to you. And then from those, apply, figure out what's the most important thing. And just do those, nothing else. Meaning, don't stop, play video game while you know what you need to do. Don't go to the loser friends and talk about how sucky the life is when you know what you're supposed to be doing. So again, this is the advanced stuff. Only action is action. So sitting here, talk, is not going to solve your problems. But if you change your physiology, if you think about where you want to be, what that goal is going to bring to you, lock that into your body. And when you walk out of your door, like you walk like that person, trust me, the whole universe shifts to give to you. Same with the person who wants to sell 2 properties a month. I've been there. Trust me. I've been there many times. It's not necessarily, I mean, I've done it for the properties too. So it's not, I need to sell 2 properties. It's, who do I need to become? That selling 2 properties is nothing. I have an idea. Look at Larry. He does a lot more than 2 properties a month. So, right? And if you go, ooh, Larry is so far out there, I could never be like him. You are shooting yourself on the foot, because I promise you, Larry was where you are. That's what makes his information so valuable. So, kind of wrapping up, and then I'll open the floor for you guys. I got another long-winded talk. We want to remember on a big long-term goal and then work it to a short-term goal, but you want to be general on your goals. You must write them, and you must work on 80-20 rule, prioritizing. I suggest, maybe in 2 weeks, let's talk about prioritizing things, but I'm going to leave that up to you. Remember, you don't create anything by setting goals, and only action is action. So writing in a piece of paper, it only helps you focus, but you got to take the action on those things. And to be able to take the action, you have to be that person. So most important part of a goal setting is thinking and feeling of the goal that's being accomplished. And I used to tell myself so many times, at least 150 times a day, I earn $10,000 a month, I earn $10,000 a month, I earn $10,000 a month. I had a whole bunch of post-it notes. If you know me from 14 years ago when I was with Larry, I had a rubber band. I used to snap it and do the whole kind of silly stuff. I mean, I get to where I wanted to go, but there is an easier way. And in that process, I discovered it. And that easier way is going general and working on yourself, meaning putting your focus on who you're going to be when you think you reach that goal is going to be the really, you're going to appreciate this when it clicks. Trust me. Don't set goals to motivate yourself. That just does not work. You want to set goals to kind of give you a roadmap of the things that you want to go, but not to motivate yourself. Goal setting must come from within. And if you didn't write it last time, I believe the way that I teach to my people is there should be only one goal, and that's paying attention to how you feel. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what I can do, who I'm doing it with, my goal is to look for things I want to see. My goals are not deciding what I want. My goals are process of lining up for me to get to where I want to go. So that was a really long and long winded. It looks like I've been yakking for about 40 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. So if you have specific goals that you want to reach, or if there's anything that I didn't cover, or any feedback that you have, we can go at it. Please do me a favor. If you have a question, unmute yourself. I believe that's by star 6. And please remember, there are some of you who are calling for the first time, some of you who are shy. So if you ask it. You may be asking it for somebody else who is too shy to ask. Please, you know, do that. So I'll stop talking and let you start. Go.
Yeah, hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, could you go over that that philosophy you have of where you want to see? I didn't quite get it, and I think it's important. You said when you're going through your day and you're setting your goals, and you talked about you want to see. What could you go through that again, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
So I do need a little bit more clarification. So stay on. So are you talking about like my looking for things I want to see, or are you asking about, you know, like seeing myself where I want to be?
No, not the seeing yourself where you want to be. The looking for things you want to see. I didn't get the connection on that with the goal.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So yeah, thank you for the question. It's actually a good clarifying question. So my goal is becoming wealthy, all right? So I want to be wealthy for whatever reason, because, you know, I want to do good, I want to open schools, I want to blah, 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 all this stuff. So that's my goal. So then I have a vision of that person. So when I go blah, 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 that's just not to bore you to death. I have a list of 1,000 things that I'm going to do when I'm, you know, when I'm wealthy. So those are all based on who I want to be. So there is an image of me that is not quite there yet. So there is who I am today, and then there is that future me that's calling me. So that, when I say I want to look for things I want to see, I want to see the world through the eyes of that person, not the eyes of loser person.
All right. Thank you. I get it. Yep.
Right? So one of the things that, for example, I suck at video games. I'm old enough to know Atari. So you know what I mean? It's like I haven't won a video game since 1982. So it's a way for me to – it's like Kardashians for me. You know, I sit in front of a computer and just play for an hour, just kind of numb my brain. And then one day it dawned on me. I was like, you know what? It's funny because none of my teachers ever play video games because they have a valuable time. So I go, I'm just trying to eat up an hour, maybe breaking my brain, but is there another way that I could achieve the same goal, right, in a more efficient way of one of my peers? I'm like, yeah, I can read another hour, or I can read an hour of book, and that can eat up. Does that make sense? So I'm looking at things the way that I want to see. So I don't beat up on myself and say, hey, I'm a loser, I suck at this, because I don't want to see myself like that. Sometimes I feel it, and sometimes I see myself like that. And then I go, whoa, 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 whoa. But my goal for today is to look for things I want to see. So when I look at myself and I see myself as a loser, I say, well, that's not what I want to see. I want to see a nice guy. So I can look at myself and say, all right, you're working, and I appreciate what you're doing, and that's cool. You're not where you need to be, but hey, at least you're trying. You see, now I change my relationship to myself while I'm shaving.
Right, I get it.
Perfect. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Anyone else?
Kurt.
Hi.
Kurt, have a question.
Sure.
Before you talked about what I want to see, you said something about 10 goals to help us achieve short-term or long-term. And I kind of got lost in there, what direction you were trying to go when you specifically said write down 10 goals. What were those 10 goals to be?
So do you want to get a list of 10 goals, or do you want to know how they relate to the rest?
Well, what you were trying to convey in your message is what I want to know.
Cool. Okay. So there's a big goal, right? And then there are, let's say, 10 goals. If you write down 10 of your goals, do you have, like, a list of goals that you have already written? You can answer. Do you have goals that's written? Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. I just got 10 goals to achieve other goals, and I'm going, okay, how do we do that, and what's your direction on that?
Okay, so you have 10 goals written, is that right?
Yes.
So when you look at those 10 goals, if they're in front of you, there are two or three of them that are more valuable than the other seven.
Okay.
Would you like to share? Just give me a few of them. Just give me four.
I didn't have time to write down 10 goals. I was taking notes too fast.
Yeah, okay. But what goal are you trying to reach? Is it okay if we work with you? I think this will be helpful for everyone. So give me a general goal.
I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start on writing down those 10 goals, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, okay. Let's work on that. So where do you want to be? So do you have any goals? What are you working towards?
Well, our goal is to wholesale houses and to earn enough money to take care of us in retirement. But I don't know if the 10 goals are to be related to that. I know you talked about being specific. But I did like your idea of talking about 2 years instead of 5 years. That's much more realistic. But I,
perfect.
You know, so go ahead.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Charlotte.
Charlotte, cool. Okay, Charlotte. So I wrote a couple things here. Wholesale houses and you earn enough money to retire. Is that good enough?
That's good.
All right, so let's go for that's your big goal, meaning – you know, hey, I want to wholesale homes and I want to earn enough to retire so I don't have to, you know, work anymore. Cool?
Cool.
All right. So now, why are you not where you want to be?
I'm sorry?
Why are you not there already?
I'm sorry. I cannot understand.
It's okay. It's actually a trick question, so I'm tricking your brain. So that's fine, Charlotte.
No wonder this brain is a special ed teacher, and it's been tricked enough.
Yeah, well, we're using you to teach everybody, so you're being really good. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So there is a Charlotte that's talking to me right now, right, that is not capable of wholesaling houses to earn enough to retire. That's why you're not doing it already. You have some limitations. Somewhere, something hasn't clicked. You don't know, you feel you don't know enough, you feel you don't have access to money, you feel, you know the knowledge, but you don't know the first step, or you feel you don't know how to set goals, right? There's a whole bunch of things that's preventing you from reaching your goal. Does that make sense?
Okay, so then you'd say write down 10 of the smaller goals as to what is needed to reach the big goal.
Yes. But remember, those are not, you're not putting goals for what you want. Those goals are, you. What you want to do is you want to go, okay, what kind of a Charlotte, meaning you person, how are you going to be different when you're doing all those things? So what I'm suggesting is, first thing tomorrow morning when you get up, I want you to sit down for a minute or two or five. If you can do 15, that's best. But let's just go for 10 minutes for now. If you can't do 10 minutes, do 5 minutes. But what I want you to concentrate, what I want you to think on is this. And I want you to close your eyes and think of you as already wholesaling enough homes to retire. Now, I don't want you to concentrate on the details of it. Oh, who's going to find it? Do I need a property manager? Do I need to be incorporated? What happens if one of the houses is down? None of that. I want you to strictly think in terms of, Charlotte, sweetie, you're selling enough wholesale homes, not even the number of those homes, but earning enough to retire. Now, once that happens, and I also want you to enjoy your retirement, meaning that are you going to go on a trip? Are you going to send your kids to school? Are you going to do this? Are you going to give it to your church? Are you going to, you know, buy more homes, right? So now you're imagining yourself, Charlotte, as the person who have already achieved those goals. Furthermore, you're actually making plans for that money. So that's going to put
you in. I got that.
Then you sit, once you're in that joy and you're feeling it, you go down and says, oh, man, I got to do these 10 things. I got to learn about this. I got to call Turk. I want to learn. You got to make, it doesn't have to be 10. It could be 8. It could be 20. It could be 100. But now the other Charlotte that's already achieved the goals is calling this Charlotte. You're the same person, right?
So then, in a nutshell, I've got these feelings. I know what it's going to be like once I have achieved this. But what I have to go back and realize is what all I have to go through to get to that point.
Yes, I would change my language to what are the cool things I get to do, but yes.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Charlotte. I really appreciate this question.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, Turk. This is Doreen. Actually, I live in Denver, so glad to know you're here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to, what do you call it? I think the 3rd of July celebration and the 4th of July, and then tomorrow I'm out.
All right. Well, you have a safe journey.
Thank you.
I think you just helped me, but I... by answering her question, because one of my biggest challenges is I haven't done one thing toward buying or selling or doing anything. And I was, one of my questions I was going to ask you is, how do I get over that hump?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get over the fear? How do I get over the insecurities? How do I get over... so that I can start accomplishing something.
What's in the way? Are you afraid, or, you know, are you afraid of not having money? What's your fear?
Well, yes, and some of the things you just said, let me see if I can remember. You know, you think about all the, oh, I've got to get a LLC. I've got to learn the computer. I've got to learn how to do this. And I'm afraid to talk to people. I'm insecure. I don't know enough. I think you even said that. So I think I talked myself out of things. And that was my big question, is how do I get through that and over the hump?
Did you get the answer to that, or do you need a little bit more clarification?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you get an answer to that, or would you like a little bit more?
I'd like a little bit more, but yes, you did help with the, actually, I guess you could say visualization of what it would be like on the other side.
Yeah, so that's important. And so far, you know, like, so English is my second language, right? So every word that I use, I learned it later on. So it's really, I pay attention to the verbiage of people use, because each word is a thought and has a specific meaning. And so even as you're describing the limitation belief that you had a really free-flowing of the things that's not on your way, I mean, things that are on your way, But when it was, when you were describing of the things that you want, there's a kind of a blockage, like it's not flowing. So if I were, you know, if I were coaching you on one-on-one, I would work on that language first and working on the things that you like about yourself, the things that is like the things that you already know, the things that you didn't know before, but you know. And so what that will do, again, this is a goal. It's a personal goal of changing your internal dialogue or how you refer to yourself. And because, yeah, who doesn't have to learn stuff? You're going to learn stuff tomorrow. So we, you know, like every day you're going to learn something new that you didn't know until the day you die. And even that day you learn something, that it's not the end, but you get it. So there's always a learning. So it's not about not knowing what to do. It's about how you feel about it or how you look at it. So I would change that first. And then the rest, I think, is going to work just fine.
Okay.
I know this sounds esoteric, but, well, it is esoteric, but it is also real. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think.
I feel it's not quite clarified. Let's talk a little bit more.
Okay.
What else? So other than visualization, right, maybe smaller goals. So it's easy to get overwhelmed with all those things. But how about just kind of work, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do one thing and make it really small. You know what I mean? Like a child's first step. Don't have big expectations, right? Just say, you know what, tomorrow I'm just going to look at this. Now the key to that, though, once you set that goal and you reach it, you got to celebrate. Because that's going to change your dialogue. So don't go, well, I reached the goal, but it was a loser goal, and it was a simple one, and Turk told me to do it. You want to be like, yep, I got this. This was easy. I can reach other goals as easy, too. And tomorrow, just set a little bit bigger goal. Start with finger painting and with calculus. But don't try to get a book report on a first grade. It's just too much.
Right.
Small goals. Lots of mini goals.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else?
Okay.
Anyone else? All right. I think, do you have a suggestion? I mean, I already know, but for next week, our next call is going to be in 2 weeks. I should be on heading back from California by then. I'll give you the date. Stand by. It's the 17th of July. That's 2 weeks from now, on Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Is there anything that you'd like me to cover on the next call? Since you're here, you get the dibs on it. Anyone? Cool. So I was thinking, since we're on the goals and we're in kind of a July thing, what we can work on is kind of how to prioritize. We covered a little bit time management last call. We can talk more about goal setting and is in more specifics. Or if you like, we can go for something a little bit more, a little bit deeper, and kind of talk about fears, meaning how to deal with fears that kind of get in the way. Do you have a preference on any of those?
Yeah, let's
go
for fears.
I would enjoy hearing about fears.
Yeah, me too.
Learning more, yeah. And prioritization, too. That I like a lot, yeah.
Cool. So we have a couple of votes for fear and a priority. So let's go with fears because I think if you're following the program, if you get this theme, understanding how we're going, we started with overview, right? We start working on ourselves. We start working on time management. We're prioritizing things. And now we're setting our goals. Now we're going to kind of go how to achieve those things, how to deal with fear, how to deal with, you know, all kind of stuff. And it's going to unfold beautifully. Again, is there anyone else want to kind of say any other words before we leave?
Well, I want to ask again, how do we listen to the recordings?
Larry is sending an email to the people who are on the call or maybe all inner circle. So if you haven't been getting it, please contact Candace at LarryGoins.com. I hope that's her. I mean, it could be somebody else. So,
okay.
But Candace usually has all the answers. So
okay.
She can judge. Yes, ma'am.
I emailed Cornelius, and if you just email customerservice@LarryGoins.com, he will send you the link to listen to the recording.
Okay, customerservice@LarryGoins.com.
That's okay. Correct.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Yep.
You're welcome.
Your feedback is always appreciated. Please tell Larry, you know, how much you love it, you know, how sucky it is. Either way, again, you know, he already paid it. His commitment is your success, nothing else. There's no hidden agenda. What we want to do is we want to help you succeed in real estate on the things that you want to do and nothing more. So please share the things that will be helpful for you. Larry and I have an open line of communication. He'll guide me on the direction that you guys want to go. Again, you can find me at Turkism, T-U-R-K-I-S-M. That's you want to put hashtag, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. But ASAP@LarryGoins is the official email address for this group. This we do it first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. My name is Turk Akbay. This has been my privilege to be service to you. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a safe 4th of July. Try to keep all your fingers intact, please. And also, as a service member, as a veteran, I would like to remind you that our brothers and sisters who have been in harm's way, and when they heard the fireworks, that sometimes is so blissful for some of us, it's quite stressful for them. So although it's really good to go, yeah, USA, USA, and it's a patriotic thing, please keep in mind that those of us, brothers and sisters who've served, so take it easy. Maybe check with your neighbors to see if you have some veterans. Because, you know, as we celebrate the birthday of this nation, we are standing on the shoulder of those who have served. Please be safe. And enjoy it, and I will speak with you in 2 weeks. Have a nice evening.
Happy 4th.
Thanks, Kurt.
Have a good meeting. Great. So did I.
Anyone else? Good night, everyone.